What's going on, my friends? Welcome to a bonus episode of E-commerce Society podcast. So in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing a few new services that we're offering. In particular, one service that I'm going to be talking about today, why you need it, why it's good for you, and all the things. So just for some context, over the last few months, you may have noticed if you're paying attention, and if you're not, that's totally okay. I think most people don't pay attention to the small things. And as business owners, we think people pay attention more to our stuff than they actually do, which is awesome, which means you can change things, you can redo things, and people aren't going to always hold you to it, which is great. So on this side of things, E-commerce Society, I have really just, you know, as I'm in this new phase of launching two new businesses, I am trimming the fat on my current business, and I am removing services. I am adding a couple things. I'm trying new things out. The most important thing that I want to share here, and why I'm sort of even talking about this, is that I want to only offer things that are fun for me. And right now, just with the capacity of launching a few new businesses and really, to be honest with you, I'm still feeling the effects of like going through burnout. I went through burnout really bad after launching my business book in October. It like hit me right in the face. And I still feel it. I still feel like I have burnout, to be honest with you. I don't think it's gone officially, but it's made me rethink what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, all the things. And most importantly, it's made me realize I can't do all the things that I used to at the pace I used to do things. I used to crank out the amount of goddamn content, videos, Instagram posts, podcasts. I would do a million podcast bonus episodes. I was always launching new programs, new offers, new freebies, new work. Like, the amount of crap that I have created over the last 4 years is so insane. It is insane. I am an insane person. But it's because I've always been this face, or I don't know, something like where I wanted to create all the things. I wanted to do it. I was so excited to do everything. People would constantly message me and say, I don't know how you do all the things that you're doing. And you have a kid, and you're married, and you have jobs, and blah, 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 blah. And I was always like, well, I don't know, I just like it. And I can crack stuff out, you know? If I have an idea for something, I like it, I will make it happen. The final question of like, can I do it? It's like, when will it happen? But after my book burnout, I can't operate like that anymore. I don't know. I think it's the universe's way of making me slow down a little bit and take like a backseat a little bit. So, you know, I decided to launch the food bag business. I am also working on a software business that I'm going to have a future podcast episode talking about why I'm creating that, all the things. That is a freaking process and a struggle. So why I'm sharing all this information today is just so you have some context as to why I have changed a lot of the things that I'm offering here for this business, E-commerce Society. And then I want to talk about a new service that we have because it's really awesome and I'm super excited about it. But yeah, I think it just comes from a place of like, I'm still going through burnout and I cannot do the things that I used to. I can't get on a million calls anymore. I don't want to create anything new. Like I spent 4 years creating so many things, and now I'm kind of like, I'm not creating anything now. So I'm not launching any new programs, any new things like that. I'm kind of going through what I currently have in my little toolkit and figuring out how to make those work. And it, you know, with like Cultish Product, for example, that program I'm obsessed with, it's not going away. I'm just taking a breather to figure out how I can relaunch it. Academy is a really awesome program that really gives you the support that you need, but also gives me the mental space to like have it and support you and help you, but also, you know, it can't, I can't have things that are like crazy overwhelming that I used to. So, and I'm just being honest, you know, I love helping people. I love supporting people, but it's really important that you listen to how you're feeling about things. And if things don't feel great anymore, then you have to change things. That's kind of where I'm at now. So anyway, long story short, I am changing a bunch of offers that I have an account, and we have a few new things that we're offering inside e-commerce society. And what I want to share before I share the offers is, you know, it's really important for people who help other people with business, for example, that you understand this marriage or intersection of what you are good at, like what is your skill set, what are you good at doing, and what is fun for you, and then where that intersects with what people need help with. And I'm not trying to be a narcissist or anything, but I'm definitely good at a lot of things when it comes to e-commerce business stuff. Like, I'm really good at traffic strategy. How do you get sales without social media? How do you get sales on autopilot? How do you create an awesome customer experience? How do you create mega loyalty in your business? Kind of all in it, like website stuff and strategy. But two things that I have figured out that I'm, I'll say three things. I promise this is not meant to sound conceited at all, but like, as someone who helps people, I also have to be, I need to be very confident in what I'm good at. And I'm not afraid to say that. So one thing that I'm really good at is strategy. It's your marketing growth strategy for your business. I can literally go through your business. So excluding things like Amazon, excluding things like wholesale, and excluding Etsy. So basically people that have a direct-to-consumer business. You have a website, a Shopify store, you know, one of those e-commerce type platforms, and you sell products to consumers. If that's you, then that's direct-to-consumer. And that is my jam. So I can pull apart your business. I can go through your numbers, your analytics, your data, and I can literally very quickly figure out what's not working, what do you need to do to solve it, and all the things in between. So I can go through and look at your data from your store, look at your traffic numbers, your conversion numbers, your best-selling products, your bounce rate, your email marketing stats, your customer loyalty program, affiliate marketing. Like, I can kind of go through all this stuff and come up with a plan for you. Here's what you need to do to get more traffic, sales, or customer retention. Those are the three big things. New sales, or increasing your average order value, increasing your customer lifetime value, repeat customers, and then more traffic. Like, that's actually the formula to growing your business. It's literally nothing else. And I'm really, really good at figuring out that stuff, where the average person actually can't do that. They have no idea. I can, like, I've been basically small tangents. So I'm working on this new software business. And one of the things that it's going to be able to do is exactly what I just told you. It's going to go through all of your analytics and your stuff, and it's going to figure out what are the opportunities, what are the problems in your business, and what are the solutions to fix it. And it's going to do that in a more automated kind of way. At some point, when the software works, it's going to be automated. But for now, like, I'm really good at doing that in a human manual way. And I've been good at doing that. It took me, you know, I've been in this space for 8+ years, but I also have a background in marketing and sales. And, you know, I understand data and how to make data-driven decisions. So I'm really, really good at that. And then the second thing that I'm really good at is website stuff. So I can literally go through your website, pick it apart, and quickly tell you what's working, what's not working, and what you can do to fix it. So I've always been really, really good with websites. And I used to offer a website audit service a couple of years ago, and I stopped it because who knows why. I get bored easily with things, and I'm like, all right, let's do something else. But you know what? Recently, I did a website audit for a friend. He messaged me, and he's like, hey, Carrie, I launched a new clothing business. I would love to get your eyes on my website and just if you have any feedback. So I think in his mind, he's probably expecting, you know, a couple of Instagram DMs like, hey, you should fix this. We're like, hey, I noticed this thing. And what he got from me was actually 2 25-minute long screen recording, video recordings of me going through his website page by page and telling him, fix that. Here's what's wrong with this. I would do this instead. Blah, blah, blah. So one of the videos was his homepage and his homepage navigation and menu, cart and checkout pages. And then the second video was his product pages. So the most important pages of your website are the ones I just mentioned, and also your about page. And I ripped it apart and in a nice way, but I said, you know, here are all the things. And the feedback I got from that was pretty outstanding. I mean, he sent me a million messages. So I record these video audits in Loom, and it's really cool because someone that's watching the video can actually comment on the video. They can do all sorts of things. And so I'm reading all of his comments that are like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is brilliant. 1 minute into this, I feel like I'm in a masterclass. Like, really awesome feedback. And then he sent me a bunch of messages on Instagram and also just, again, like, really profusely thanked me and gave me so much great feedback. And I forgot how much I love doing website audits. So this is not something that's new for me. I've been doing website audits for people for years because, again, I have worked with one-on-one clients. I have all sorts of different programs. They call this product. We go through website audits for every person in the program. And I literally rip your website apart. And from a customer experience perspective, here are all the things that you're doing that should, you know, that are ruining your conversion rate, and here are how to fix it. So I do this for people all the time anyway, and I've always loved doing it. So with that said, we are now officially offering website audits as a service. And I'm really excited about this because I think for a few reasons. One is I want you to know what's wrong with your website. Like, I think if you have an e-commerce business or you have a product-based business, it's really, really, really insanely important for you to know what's wrong with your website. I want you to really understand from a data perspective and an analytics perspective what's not working, but also from a marketing and a branding and a messaging perspective what's not working. I want you to understand your website and why it's not actually converting for you. And the problem is that when people have a website that's not really working, or they're just like, oh my gosh, I know my website is ugly and I want something that looks better. Like, you're embarrassed by your own website because you probably DIY'd it, or, you know, you hired someone from like Fiverr and they gave you this bullshit website. It's all good, okay? Like, we all start scrappy. I get it. I'm not here to shame you. I'm here to tell you, here's how I can help you. We don't want you to have a janky website. Your website is the most important thing if you have an e-commerce business. That is how you make money. If your website sucks, people don't buy from you. It's really that simple. So I want people to really be empowered to understand how to have a website that actually looks good and converts. It's not all about looking good. It has to convert into sales. So you have to understand that conversion side of things. And you also have to understand, how do I position my product to get people on buy it? You know, there's an art and a science to a Shopify website. It's not just like, oh, it has to look pretty with pretty fonts and colors. It's a lot more than that. And like when I say I want you to be empowered, I want you, so if I did a website audit for you, for example, you would walk away knowing step by step by step by step, page by page, why your website is not working. What are the problems with it? And then most importantly, what are the solutions? I don't just go through your website and say, oh my gosh, this sucks. I go through piece by piece, your hero section. You need to add this. What about this language? What if you did this thing? I think this would be better. Your call to action buttons aren't bright enough. Like, there's so many things that you don't know what you don't know. And I want you to walk away knowing the problems of your website. So in the future, you can either, you know, change those yourself, or you can take this list of action steps and problems with your website, and you can then go find someone from maybe Upwork, for example. For a few $100, you could find someone that can redo your website for you. Instead of feeling like you always have to pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for some website work done for you. And I'm not trying to say that people shouldn't charge a lot of money for website work. But I do think sometimes the pricing is really only catered to people who are making a lot of money and can afford, you know, a $4,000, $5,000 website design. So if you know what's wrong with your website, you know what to fix, you can do it yourself. Or you can sign someone again from like an Upwork and do it for probably a few $100. So that's sort of the one of the main reasons why a lot of new website audits and for people is that I want you to know how to fix it yourself if you need to. If you kind of go through your business and constantly have no clue what makes a good website, and let it say a good website, a converting website, it has to make you money, then you're missing a huge piece of e-commerce and like a product-based business. So a little bit about what the service is, what it costs, all the things, and it's going to go through quickly. And you can head over to carriefitzgerald.com/audit if you are thinking about this and thinking maybe it's a good fit for you. Okay, so website audit. So I would say it's for a few people. So one, you might be aware that your website needs fixing. You might be aware that your website is not up to par, because either it looks bad or you're literally not getting sales, but you don't know what to do to fix it. That's probably the biggest thing that I see happening is you're aware that there's some issues with your website, but like you literally don't know what to do to make the website better. So I would say that's the biggest thing that I see. You're kind of aware. The second person that it could be for is you are very much aware that you want a better website. You see other people's websites and you're like, oh shit, mine is a little janky. However, you literally cannot afford a $3,000, a $4,000, a $5,000, a $10,000 website redesign. It, like, you could want it in the whole world. Like, it's the most important thing that you could want, and you just can't afford it. I mean, sometimes you literally just can't afford things. Right now, I'm going through that with my dog poop bag business. There are certain things that I literally want to do, but I'm like, no, I can't pour more money into that before I've made a single penny in the business. I'm investing my money with that business in the branding, in the visual branding. But there are certain things that I just can't pay for right now. So there's a difference between like not being able to afford something and like literally, and someone who does website design would try to like guilt you into it. Oh, you have to have a web, like you need a better website or you're not going to get any money. But like, you might be like, well, what the fuck, Susan? I don't have $5,000 to invest in a new website. What do I do? This is why I want to offer this service. It's for people like you. You know that you need something better. You want something better, but you literally don't have $4,000, $5,000 sitting around in your little rainy day business fund to pay for it. And if someone could just tell you and show you, like walk you through step by step what's wrong with the website and how to fix it, you could then handle those changes on your own, or you can then outsource it to someone else. Again, you can find someone from Upwork, literally a website designer, Shopify designer, and they might have a service where they charge you $500 and they will do all that stuff for you. Or you can find them cheaper as well. So, and then the last person it could be for is someone like you're on Etsy. You rely on Etsy for a lot of your sales and you really want to have a Shopify website, for example, or even if you use something like Squarespace or GoDaddy, whatever, it could be any e-commerce website. You want that to work better for you and you want to understand what you need to do to fix it, because Etsy trains you to kind of not have a brand. On Etsy, it's like you're just pumping up products. They want you to have a million products. The titles of the products are like a million little words. It's all about tags, and it's not necessarily about the brand. It's about just the product listings. And so you don't really know how to translate Etsy into a Shopify store. And so having someone tell you what to do with your website to make it good and converting is important. So if any of those are you, then this website service is great for you. And then what's included? So two like key things, and they're very overlapping. The first is I'm going to go through. So you sign up. And then on the sign-up page, or after you sign off, it'll give you a page where you upload your information. And when I say information, I mean your name, your email address, your website URL, I think I ask you, what are your 1 to 2 best-selling products? And then is there anything else you want me to know? And then within 3 to 5 business days, you get your audit back from me. So what I'll do is I'll open up your website. I will then do a screen recording using Loom, and I will screen record the entire audit. So all you see is your website and then me talking, and I'll hold captions on so you can see everything. And so it's really, really easy for you to follow along and know exactly where I'm giving you feedback on your website. And I will just go through page by page and basically tell you all the specific things that you should change to your website that will help you with like 2 main things. One is getting more sales, conversion, and then 2, customer experience. If your website doesn't evoke trust, if your website looks janky, if you have shitty product photos, if you don't have the right copywriting, if you have really poor product pages, if your shipping charges are ridiculous, you're not going to get sales. And those are the things that like 99% of people have actually no idea that they're doing to their website. You're actually driving people away. You're actually telling people, don't buy from me with your website. So I will go through and figure out all the things that you should be fixing, adding, changing to increase that conversion or increase customer experience. And what I'll do is I'll review your most important pages that have the biggest impact on increasing sales. So your home page, your about page, your checkout and cart pages, and then I'll go through a couple of your product pages. If you have like bestsellers, I'll go through those. Otherwise, I'll just look at your stuff and figure out where do I take the bestsellers on. I'll go through and I'll do an audit on those pages. And it's typically going to be around a 30-minute audit. It might be longer. And knowing me, I do go really deep on things. And so there's no, I'm not telling you, I'll only do a 30-minute audit. It's kind of however I think you need. So it might be longer. I would say it's probably not going to be under 30 minutes for sure. But yeah. And if it's too long, I'll split them up into multiple videos. And again, it comes with a transcript so you can actually see along what I'm talking about. And it's really, really easy for you to follow along. And then the second thing that I'll do is as I'm going through each page, I will give you specific feedback and recommendations of what to fix, what to change, and why. And the why is really important because if I tell you, Susan, you should just change this image, I don't like it, that doesn't help you. That doesn't help you understand and learn why. Why should you change that image? Why should you change the call to action button? Because the call to action buttons that have really bright colors, orange, pinks, and reds, have like X percentage higher conversion rate, for example. Or this picture on your website, you know, this doesn't showcase what you sell, who it's for, and it's kind of ugly. And so that right there is your bottleneck. We need to get you a better picture. I recommend X, Y, and Z. So that's the kind of feedback that I'll give you. I will literally, I'm not going to say your stuff is ugly. I'm just saying that all of my guests. But I will give you specific feedback, not fluffy shit like, oh, you need to add better photos. No, I'll give you specific. I'm really, really detailed. I'm really specific. And this will not be a fluffy kind of audit. And then, yeah, the why is so you understand. Like, you need to understand why you should be doing certain things and how to do them, that kind of thing. And then some of the things that I will give you feedback on are things like your photos. Photos are one of the most important parts of the website. So your product photos, where you should put in lifestyle photos, the different types of photos, your copywriting, your messaging, the layout of things, like where you should feature products differently or prominently. And then like navigation, menus, checkout process, all that kind of stuff. So I'll go through everything and do a huge deep dive on your entire website. And if there's other things that I see that I think that you should change, I will also add those too. So it doesn't limit to those things that I just recommended, but those are like the main things that I'll focus on. And basically like why it would be perfect for you if, again, you know you want a better website, but you really don't know what to fix, how to fix it, why to fix it, you know, and you can take my feedback and then you can fix it yourself, or you can hire someone on a different platform. So that's a little bit about the website audit. The website audit, I keep wanting to say process, but the website audit is offer. And then the process of like how it works, kind of sign up, you would go to carriefitzgerald.com/audit. You can pay for it right there. We will have a, right now we're offering a one-time payment plan with a discount because we're doing a preliminary offer. But depending on when you listen to this, we will have a one-time payment or a two-time payment, and it will be $250. And, you know, that's it. You sign up, you pay, you then give us your details on the success page. And then basically, once you give me your information, I will then go in and give you a really fantastic magical audit within 3 to 5 days. And you will have a link. Basically, what I'll do is I'll email you a link that will go to a video. And it's going to be, again, I use Loom to record things because it's really easy. And you can get transcripts. You can just, you can post comments on it. It's really easy. So what you can do is you can then share that video with, like, if you hire someone from Upwork to redo your website for you for like a couple $100, you can then give them that video and say, here, I want you to watch this video and do all the things that she said. And that's why one of the reasons I use Loom is because it's easy for other people to like follow along too. So let's ahead, I'll give you an email with a link and that's it. And then what I will do too is for anyone who wants their, if you want, you want us to do your website for you, then I do have that as an offer as well. And you can, like, after we do your website audit, you can ask me, like, what do you charge for this? And I can give you a price for that. So I'm kind of offering it as a case-by-case basis, because if you just want a homepage redone, then, you know, you really shouldn't be charged the same amount that someone who needs, like, 6 different pages done. So it's a case-by-case basis, but we can definitely help you with that as well. So that's a bit about the website audit. It's really a fun service. I love doing these so freaking much, and I'm really excited to be offering this again. It is something that I just love to do. Like, I really, 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 truly love it, and I'm excited to kind of be sharing that with you today. So if you are interested, you can go to carriefitzgerald.com/audit. You can sign up today. And if you have any questions on this, please let me know. You can DM me and or email me support@terryfitzgerald.com, and I'm happy to give you more feedback. But that's it for tonight. I just wanted to give a quick update on the website audit service and just kind of a bit of why I'm offering this again. But super excited, super pumped, really, for anyone who wants a better website but either doesn't want to pay for a huge website design project or just wants to know what to do, you know? And I think that's a really empowering thing. So I am excited. But if you have any questions, you can message me. I'll give you more information. All right. Thanks, friends.